Lord, we want to thank you for bringing us together today.
主啊，我们也感谢您今天把我们带到一起。
We thank you for a holiday.
我们感谢这样的节假日。
And we thank you for Canada.
我们也为加拿大献上感恩。
And you've been good to us, Lord. You've given us a good country.
所以您一直对我们非常的好，您赐给我们这样好的一个国家。
And we're thankful for that.
我们非常感激。
Now we pray that you'll bless us as we consider the truth of Canada and the truth of the Word of God.
现在请您呢继续的赐福给我们，当我们学习那个加拿大这样的一个真理，还有神的真理的时候。
And we give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, it was 1867.
所以呢，是1867年。
And Canada became a country officially recognized on July the 1st.
所以呢，加拿大成为一个国家，所以说官方的日期是7月1号。
Canada became a country in a very strange way.
加拿大成为一个国家，那是以一种奇怪的方式。
Most nations became a country because of lots of guns and lots of armies and lots of fighting.
大多数国家，它形成一个国家，是因为大量的枪支、大量的军队、大量的战斗。
Canada became a country because a few men went to England and said to Queen Victoria, "We would like to be a free country. Would you give us that country for ourselves?"
加拿大成为一个国家，那是因为有几个人呢去到英格兰，找到那个维多利亚女王，说呢，我们想要成为一个国家，您能不能让我们成为一个国家呢？
And I'm not sure what Queen Victoria might have thought.
我不是很确定那个维多利亚女王是怎么去想的。
She might have said, "Do you know what you're asking for?"
她有可能说呢，你知道你要求的是什么吗？
You're asking the British people and me in particular to give the entire country of Canada to you.
你呢，求我呢，或者说是整个的英格兰的人呢，就是把整个的这个加拿大国家赐给你们。
She probably would have said, "Do you know that's the, if we give it to you, it'll be the second biggest country in the world."
他有可能说呢，如果我把这个国家给你们的话呢，这个国家是世界上第二大的一个国家。
But one way or the other, they asked, she said, "Yes, I will give it to you." I think they said, "Thank you."
当然呢，有一种方式呢，他就说呢，是的，我会给你。他是给你们，他们说呢，就谢谢你。
But the question is, what should we call that country?
所以现在问题是，我们要把这个国家称呼是什么呢？
And the answer is, we should call the country the Dominion of Canada.
所以呢，我们要把这个国家称之为那个主权加拿大国。
Most people usually go by one name.
所以呢，很多人呢，通常只有一个名字。
Some of us have got two or three names.
有些人呢，有两三个名字。
My name is Harold Summers.
他的名字叫Harold Summers.
And then I got a couple of names in the middle that I don't tell you about very often.
所以呢，他有几个中间的名字，他通常呢，他没有怎么告诉大家。
But my name is Harold Angus Charles Summers.
那他的名字是呢，Harold Angus Charles Harold Summers.
Okay, I'm called Harold because my father was Harold.
我叫呢Harold，因为我的爸爸的名字叫Harold。
I'm Angus because my uncle was Angus.
他叫Angus，因为他的叔叔叫Angus。
I'm Charles because my grandfather was Charles.
他叫Charles，因为他的祖父也叫Charles。
And I'm Summers because all kinds of them back there were Summers.
他叫Summers呢，因为所有的追溯回去都叫Summers。
Most people today call Canada, Canada.
所以大多数人把加拿大称之为加拿大。
But originally, our name was the Dominion of Canada.
所以呢，但是最起初的名字呢，是加拿大主权国。
And so the question is, why did they get the name the Dominion of Canada?
所以呢，这问题是他们为什么称之为这个主权国了？
There's a country in the world. It's called Australia. It's not the Dominion of Australia.
所以呢，就是有一个叫澳大利亚的国家，它并不称为澳大利亚主权国。
There's a country called China. It's not the Dominion of China.
他们有一个国家叫中国，它并不称之为中国主权国家。
Why is Canada called the Dominion of Canada?
那么为什么加拿大要称为加拿大主权国家呢？
And the answer is because some men were reading their Bible and they said, we're going to call the country the Dominion of Canada because of what we read in the Bible.
因为有些人呢，他们读了圣经，他说我们要把加拿大称之为加拿大主权国家呢，是因为圣经里有这样的说法。
So where do you get your name?
所以你是从哪里得到你的名字的？
Well, to get your name from the Bible is pretty good, isn't it?
他们从圣经里得到一个名字是非常好的，是不是呢？
So, take your Bibles and turn in your Bible to Psalm number 78.
你把你的圣经翻到诗篇第七十八篇。
Psalm number 78.
诗篇七十八。
Psalm number 78 is a prayer of David, and it is a prayer for the king who was going to reign after him, whose name was Solomon.
那个就是诗篇七十八篇是大卫王的一个祷告，祷告呢是为那个将要继承他王国的那个人祷告，他的名字叫所罗门。
So verse number one. Says, give the king your judgments, O God, and give your righteousness to the king's son.
78.
Did I say 78?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's number 72.
是七十二，诗篇七十二，所以大家翻到七十二。七十二第一节说呢，神啊，将你的判断赐给王，将你的公义赐给王的儿子。
Okay, so I'm sorry, Psalm 72, verse
1.
And this is the prayer of David, and he says, to God, he says, God, give the king your judgments, O God, and your righteousness to the king's son, who would be Solomon.
所以这是那个大卫王的祷告，他说那神啊，将你的判断赐给王，那就是大卫王，将你的公义赐给王的儿子，那就是所罗门。
And then among the many things he asks for is in verse 8.
所以在很多事情中间他所要求的是在第八节。
It says that the king and his son, he shall have dominion also from sea to sea.And from the river to the ends of the earth.
第八节说他要执掌权柄，从这海直到那海，从大河直到地的尽头。
And these men said, you know, that sounds something like Canada.
这些人说呢，你知道这些东西有点像加拿大。
Canada is a country that goes all the way from the sea to the sea.
因为加拿大是一个所有的从这边海到那边海。
It goes from the Atlantic Ocean to the Pacific Ocean.
它呢从那个大西洋一直到太平洋。
Today they often extend it a little and they say Canada is from sea to sea to sea.
因为今天呢他们就稍微的扩展了一下，他们说呢加拿大是从海到海到海。
Because it goes from the Atlantic Ocean to the Pacific Ocean and to the Arctic Ocean.
因为就是它从那个就是大西洋到太平洋一直到北冰洋。
But they didn't think about the Arctic Ocean in those days because it was too far north and it was all ice anyway.
因为他们呢没有在那些日子并没考虑太多关于北冰洋，因为它是在很远的地方，所有的洋面都铺满了冰。
So they looked at verse 8 and the first half, and they said, he shall have dominion also from sea to sea.
所以他们读了一下这个第八节，他们说呢，他要执掌权柄，从这海直到那海。
And he said, we want a country that will have dominion from sea to sea, from the Atlantic Ocean to the Pacific Ocean. That's what we want, a country that will go from sea to sea.
他说我们要执掌权柄的这样一个国家，是从这海到那海，是从大西洋到北冰洋，啊，到那个太平洋。
And so they said, well, if we called it the Dominion of Canada, that would be related to this verse, but it would say that Canada is to rule, to have control over everything from the sea to the sea.
当然我们如果想咬一个国家，那我们要把它称之为那个就是主权国家的话呢，那么说这个主权也是从这海持续到那海，就像这集经文所说的。
But the question would be, who will have dominion from sea to sea?
那么现在的问题是呢，谁会从这海到那海掌权呢？
And in part, the answer is it would be the government of Canada who would have dominion from sea to sea.
因为部分的答案是呢，就是加拿大政府他会从这海到那海掌权。
But in this verse, it's God's king who will have dominion from sea to sea.
所以呢，在这节经文里呢，讲到的是神，他的王要从这海到那海掌权。
And many of the men who were the founders, the fathers of Canadian Confederation, many of those men loved the Bible and loved the Lord Jesus. And they were saying, if this is the dominion of Canada, Jesus can have dominion over Canada.
所以呢，他们中间呢，很多的那些人，就是说是加拿大联邦那个开始的那些，就是支付他们那些开创加拿大人。他说呢，我们加拿大如果说从这海到那海有掌权的呢，他们爱主爱耶稣。他们说主耶稣就会是掌权从这海到那海的。
So if you had to move to a country, would you like to move to a country where Jesus has dominion over the country?
所以如果你想要去一个国家，你想要去那个主耶稣基督掌权的国家吗？
And I say, I'd like to be in a country like that.
所以我说，是，我想去那样一个国家。
And so these men who named the country the Dominion of Canada, they named it because they wanted Jesus to rule over the country.
所以这些人呢，把加拿大命名为加拿大主权国家，因为他们是想要主耶稣基督在加拿大这个国家掌权。
But you know the sad story?
你知道这个悲伤的故事吗？
Some of the people who were running Canada didn't want Jesus to be the king over the country.
当今的这些管理加拿大的一些人呢，他们不想要主耶稣基督成为王。
So they shortened the name.
所以他们把名字缩短了。
And it's not called the Dominion of Canada anymore, it's just called Canada.
他们不再称之为主权加拿大国家，只是称之为加拿大。
Is that sad?
就是这个是不是很悲伤呢？
Now, if Canada were to be the dominion of Canada in the sense of Psalm 72, what would Canada be like from a government perspective?
因为如果说是加拿大这个国家呢，它成为像诗篇72篇里面的这样一个意义上的国家，那么从加拿大政府去看，加拿大应该是什么样一个国家呢？
So it says, verse 1, give the king your judgments.
因为就是说是第一节说呢，要将你的判断赐给王。
It's a prayer.
这是个祷告。
And it's a prayer, verse 2. That the king will judge your people with righteousness and your poor with justice.
第二节说，那就是王要按公义审判你的民，按公平审判你的困苦人。
Would you like to live in a country where God will judge the people with righteousness and judge the poor with justice? Would you like that kind of a country?
你想要住在那样一个国家，就是说是，公义，他们按照公义审判他的民，就是说是啊，按照公平审判他的困苦的人，你喜欢那样一个国家吗？
Oh, you say I like that country.
也是的，我喜欢这样的国家。
What other kind of country is it? Verse 4.
其他的国家是什么样的？第四节。
It's a country where the king will bring justice to the poor of the people. He will save the children of the needy. He will break in pieces the oppressor.
第四节说，他必为民中的困苦人伸冤，拯救贫乏的孩子，压碎了欺压人的。
Does that sound good?
这个听起来很好吗？
That's what the Fathers of Confederation wanted Canada to be like.
这是加拿大联邦的那个之父他们想要的。
That's why they called it the Dominion of Canada.
这是他们为什么称之为加拿大主权国。
Verse 6 says, the king shall come down like rain upon the grass, like showers that water the earth.
第六节说呢，那个王必降临，像雨降在已割的草地上，如细雨滋润这地。
Wouldn't it be nice if the government were like refreshing showers on mown grass?
这个呢，如果那个政府它像雨降在已割的草地上，这是不是很好呢？
Everywhere the government goes, there's green grass behind them. That's what we want.
所以呢，不管那个政府走到哪里，在他们后面都是青草地，这就是我们想要的。
Verse 8, he shall have dominion from sea to sea. That's what we want. And he would reign from the river to the ends of the earth.
第八节说呢，他要执掌权，并从这海到那海，这是我们想要的，从大河直到地的尽头。
What kind of a country would it be? Verse 12.
这会是一个什么样的国家呢？第十二节。
Well, the king, the government, will deliver the needy when he cries. Deliver the poor also, and him who has no helper. The government will spare the poor and the needy, and will save the souls of the needy. He will redeem their life from oppression and violence, and precious shall be their blood in his sight.
这个王呢，他或者这个政府呢，他是因为穷乏人的呼求的时候，他要拯救没有人帮助困苦人，他也要搭救。第十三节说，他要怜悯困苦和贫乏的人，要救穷乏人的魂。第十四节说，他要救赎他们的魂脱离诡诈和强暴，他们的血在他的眼中看为宝贵。
Are you surprised that the government said originally that's the kind of government we want to be?
因为你有没有感到惊奇呢？如果就是说这个国家开始的时候建这个国家的时候，这就是我们想要那样的一个国家呢？
And then they prayed the prayer of the 72nd Psalm. We don't have time for all the verses, but I'm going to read the story of some of the good things that would happen if there were a country like that.
所以呢，他们就祷告，祷告在诗篇72篇里面所讲的那些经文，我们并没有时间把这所有的经文呢都读一遍。那么说呢，如果我们真的像这个诗篇里说的，那么我们会是什么样的一个国家呢？
Verse 7, the mountains will bring peace to the people, and the little hills by righteousness.
Verse 7?
That's verse 3, sorry.
Verse 3. 所以第三节说，大山小山都要因公义使民得享平安。
Verse 5, what will happen? They shall fear you as long as the sun and moon endure throughout all generations. That's the way it should be in Canada. All the people should be fearing the Lord.
第五节呢，它会是什么样国家？太阳还要存，月亮还在，他们就要敬畏你，直到万代。这就是我们加拿大应该是的那个国家，所有的人都要敬畏神。
In his days, verse 7, in his days, the righteous shall flourish and abundance of peace until the moon is no more.
第七节说呢，在他的日子，义人要发旺，大有平安，好像月亮长城。
Well, you say that's the kind of Canada I would like.
你说这就是我喜欢的那样的个加拿大。
I'd like a government to do what's right, and I'd like all these blessings to come on the people who live here.
因为我要政府呢做正确的事情，所以呢，我要这些呢，就是说是在这里住着的人呢都被祝福。
Verse 12, verse 9 rather, those who dwell in the wilderness will bow before him, the king, and his enemies will lick the dust.
19节说呢，住在旷野的必在他面前下拜，他的仇敌必要舔土。
Verse 11, I'm skipping now. Verse 11, yes, all kings shall fall down before him, all nations shall serve him. They said, we'd like Canada to be like that.
在这个里面呢，我现在跳过去读第十一节说呢，众王都要叩拜他，列邦都要侍奉他。我们想要加拿大成为这样的国家。
Verse 16, there will be an abundance of grain in the earth. On the top of the mountains, its fruit shall wave like Lebanon, and those of the city shall flourish like grass of the earth.
第十六节说，在山顶的地上有一把谷物，所结的果实要摇动，在黎巴嫩那城的人要发旺，如地上的草。
Well, that was the hope that was the Canada was going to be like that. That's why the forefathers called it the Dominion of Canada. They wanted Canada to be like that.
其实就是那他们想要加拿大成为的样子，这就是为什么那些先辈呢把加拿大称之为加拿大主权国家。
And the God of Canada, the Lord Jesus Christ, verse 17, his name shall endure forever. His name shall continue as long as the sun, and men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed.
所以这个里面呢，就是说加拿大的神迹，就是我们的主耶稣基督，他的名要存到永远，要流传如日之久，人要因他蒙福，万国要称他有福。
So that was the plan, that was the hope of the original fathers of Confederation, that Canada would become the dominion of Canada in the context of Psalm 72.
这就是那些加拿大建国之父的那些人他们的计划，他们也希望整个加拿大能要成为加拿大主权国家。
And what do you and I say?
你我应该怎么说呢？
Well, we say we're Canadians.And we're thankful that that's what they wanted. That's what we want. And by God's grace, we're going to work toward it.
所以呢，我们非常感激，这就是说是他们想要的加拿大成为这样的国家，这也是要我们想要成为的国家。所以借着神的恩典，我们要努力的朝那个方向去做。
So let's pray and give thanks. Our time is gone.
所以呢，我们要来祷告，那个献上感恩，因为我们时间到了。
Lord, we want to thank you for Canada.
主啊，我们要为加拿大献上感恩。
We thank you for bringing us to Canada.
我们感谢您呢，把我们带到加拿大。
We thank you that the plan of the fathers of Confederation for Canada would be a country where we followed your laws and we received your blessings.
所以我们感谢呢，就是说是我们的加拿大建国之父们，他们的计划呢，就是说是我们要遵从您，跟从您的立法，然后接受您的祝福。
And so, Lord, that's what we're thankful for.For we're thankful that we can at least go in that direction. We're thankful that that was the plan for us.
所以我们也非常感恩的，这就是说我们要走的那个方向。我们也感谢呢，就是说呢，我们努力的朝那方面去做。
Now, Lord, we pray that our present governments will return to this lofty objective.
所以呢，主啊，我们也祷告，我们现在的那个加拿大政府呢，他要回到这个起初的这样的一个愿望。
We pray that the blessing of God will continue to be on Canada in a far more wonderful way.
所以我们也祷告呢，神的赐福会降临在加拿大，以一种更加奇妙的好的方式。
And we pray that each of us will work to that end by telling people about the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也祷告，我们在座的每个呢，都是要去朝这方面做，通过呢，告诉每个人我们的主耶稣。
And we give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们现在向他感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.